Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, 5 o'clock. Let's get back to business with Myles Garrett. I do have more to say, but no one cares here about the Luka.
No, thing. Go ahead.
No. We got to do the Myles Garrett thing because this is the news of the day. If a player of Myles Garrett's ability has demanded a trade, which he has today, in a very public statement, it was no slander, it sounds like he is done in Cleveland. Andrew Berry, the GM in Cleveland, can say whatever he wants to do. Myles Garrett has said, I loved it here. I loved my time here. I love this city, but it is time for me to move on. He put out a statement, signed it, the whole thing. Not Jimmy Butler. He didn't skip a team flight. He ain't MF in the franchise. Just saying, I want to win a Super Bowl. So we have asked a question that, while it is simple, it has complex answers. Meaning, should the Lions go all in for Myles Garrett? Simple question. But what does all in mean? And I think the minimum is Brad Holmes and this organization will have to defy or break character or go counterculture to what they've done here in order to do it. Now, you can read trade proposals all over the internet. Nobody actually knows. But the proposals and the teams listed is what really piques my interest. The Commanders, the Packers, the Bears, Bills. I Rico and I are lockstep on this front. This is a move. If he's available, you call. I'm willing to give up 3 first-round picks, rework his deal, and I'm going to put Aiden and Myles Garrett opposite each other in my Super Bowl window, and I will live with whatever results happen or don't happen. It's simple. Mm-hmm. But nothing is simple because, look, everyone has an opinion. So then...
Yeah, you have to treat it like one of those Dan Campbell trick plays where if it works, great, he's a genius. If it doesn't, don't complain.
248-539-9797. So if you're in it to win it, do you do it? Now, we had some fun because there's always this question of, well, how bad are you willing to go after this? How bad do you want Myles Garrett? And we talked about, well, who are the players you just are the non-negotiables, the untouchables, the sacred cows, whatever term you want to use. I had said Sewell, Amon-Ra, Aiden. There's a couple other guys. The point is my list was like 5 players deep. That if Cleveland wanted to supplement draft capital with a player, and Rico offered, well, Rico's not big on wide receivers, he brought up Amon-Ra. I ain't there. That you can call Rico and talk about it. I said, if we're going to go there and we're going to do zany season, I'm way more apt to give up Gibbs than Amon-Ra. Why? David?
We don't pay running backs.
Which means I'm not re-signing him. Why?
Because we don't pay running backs.
And I have David Montgomery and I trust Brad Holmes to find somebody else. The point is, those players won't be involved. But it was a measure. How deep is your love?
Right.
What is your devotion to Myles Garrett? That's all that is.
Because when you say all in, is it truly all in or is it all in with a limit? Well, I don't really mean all in. I just mean that you can have these group of rejects right here pick from the from the clearance rack and we'll be okay. Or are you willing to say, hey, I don't care? And the reason why I said Sewell and Hutchinson were the two people that were untouchable to me. The reason why I was okay, I don't want to get rid of St. Brown, but I'm okay with it. Patrick Mahomes is not retiring anytime soon. If you make it to the Super Bowl, the best way to stop Mahomes is to have a defense that can keep them from scoring. You don't want to try to get into a shootout with them. Buffalo has tried many times. It doesn't work. Baltimore has tried many times. It doesn't work. San Francisco has tried many times. It doesn't work. You want to stop Kansas City, you put a defense around them. Oh, that's what the Buccaneers did when they beat them. They had a defense and they shut down Mahomes. Get that type of defense here. And now you don't have to worry about, well, he's the best player ever. That's okay, because you got one of the best defenses ever.
248-539-9797. Look, I think it's a must-do. And it doesn't mean Cleveland takes what you offer. It doesn't mean Cleveland's being reasonable. Look, reasonable to me, some of these offers that are out there, Kansas City, a 1, a 2, a 4, and Mike Dana. Green Bay was listed. Couple of 1s, a 2, and a 4. I'm doing it. If you believe in Brad Holmes' ability to draft, and you got a couple extra picks from Aaron Glenn getting a gig, you know what? I'm doing it. You want 3 first-round picks because I'm picking low in the draft? No player involved? I would do it.
Because what you don't want to see is him in your division. Because chances are, Cleveland's going to send him over to the NFC if they have their way.
That's right.
We don't want to see him at all unless it's the Super Bowl.
And God help you if he's in your division. Here's the comp for Myles Garrett, for me. You want to go old school? Reggie White. You want to go newer school? Michael Strahan in his prime. Not the goofball on TV in a bad suit. Strahan in his prime. 3 downs, edge setter, dominator, run stopper. He'll have 20 TFLs in his sleep, 15 sacks. I mean, just, guys, I'm doing it because I want to win a Super Bowl.
I was about to say, yeah, either that or I would even go before he went all, you know, look at me as J.J. Watt. Just kind of got it done.
He was a 3-time defensive player of the year. Sure. I'm not mad at that. I just hate him because he's such an attention whore. 248-539-9797. Now, we have not heard from Kenny on this. Kenny's been busy screening calls all day. Kenny, what? You're Lions super fan. Are you all in on this? Where are we going?
Yeah, no, I lean more towards your side, Mike. I am all in on this trade. There's no shot in hell, in H-E-double-L hell, that I let Amon-Ra St. Brown go. That's
then
just
you're not all in.
Okay, I'm almost all
you
in.
You can't say I'm
you're right,
all
you're
in.
Right. Rico,
and put
I concede.
Hurdles.
You are right. I am not all in. I will not trade Amon-Ra St. Brown. I will not trade Penei Sewell.
And Kenny, I'm not coming after you, but people, we got to go all in. Okay, well, how far are you willing to go?
I think it was implied that there are certain untouchables on this team. And I put St. Brown on that list. Okay. But beyond that, yes, throw a bunch of draft capital at them. If you needed to include Gibbs, which this hypothetical that we're doing, which is never going to happen, I tend to lean with Mike is that we don't pay running backs. And
I'm sorry, Gibbs. I'm with him with the running backs. I'm also with him with wide receivers because I do think that Brad Holmes can find receiver.
Do you want Myles Garrett? And are you willing to give up however many draft picks it takes? That's the safer option of kind of the real discussion. Yeah, but if you want to get into the fun stuff, that's fine too. Now, if you don't want Myles Garrett, you are welcome to call. I will not vilify you. But what I don't understand, and maybe you could help me understand it, is the devotion to the plan. Meaning, well, we draft and develop, and we want to be good for a long time. What the F does that mean? You want to be Baltimore, where you have eternal blue balls? Is that what you want?
No. Can I help you with that one?
Kenny's shaking his head. What's wrong with saying that?
Oh, I just did a bad visual right there.
You know what it is? The reason why a lot of Lions fans want that is because for decades, you were a bad team. And now, you would like a decade where you were a good team, except for... It may be even worse because now you're that old commercial with the old man with the dollar and you're chasing after that dollar and he's got it on a string and you're not doing enough to go and get it. So I think that's why a lot of people are like, let's just build this thing for the long haul, because those are fans that have watched this team be so bad for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. That's why.
Not related to Myles Garrett, but definitely related to something I talked about last week as doubting the credibility, the authenticity of what we're watching and how we've openly. And look, it's different. If we're on radio and we talk about betting on a game, we're not in the game. Well, now on top of the federal investigation into Terry Rozier, breaking news, MLB umpire Pat Hoberg has been fired for sharing betting accounts with a friend who bet on baseball. Though there is no evidence Hoberg himself bet on the games or manipulated the games he worked, he did delete messages central to MLB's investigation. So, once again, you know, the Ohtani thing was, nothing to see here. Shared a betting account. Friend bet on baseball. And he deleted messages central. Vital to the investigation. Sorry, Jesse Rogers of ESPN. We're not just going to whitewash that. We have crossed the line with the betting, and I'm sorry. I have a right beyond the Taylor Swift stuff to openly question results. This is getting ridiculous.
No, because baseball made sure to tell you. Oh, no, 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 no. It was the interpreter. It was the quickest. They went through there and said, nope, that was it. 3 days. It wasn't even 3 days.
Umpire sharing a betting account with a friend, and he was betting on baseball. Oh, but the ump didn't bet.
Mike.
Oh, really? How do we know that exactly?
Mike, once again, the investigation for Ohtani was...
5 minutes.
We were in Vegas, and before the show was over, another breaking news, investigation's over.
Breaking news, Ohtani likes nothing. Puppies. And yeah. You're like, what?
Shohei knew nothing. It was all the interpreter.
I'll just go back to it because we talked about it with Sharon Moore. You don't delete text messages.
Maybe
if
it was
you're
just saying happy
guilty.
Birthday. It was just happy birthday.
Okay.
Let it go. All right, let's go to the I just wanted to pass along that little news blurb. You do what you want with it.
Your conspiracy. Now this, once again, I laugh, but there is some truth in a lot of this. And especially with the gambling, man, all it takes is somebody who's made too many bad bets and they're now in debt. And how you can get out of this? Well, you can manipulate something.
Let's go to T 97.1. T, what's going on?
What's going on, my fellows? Listen, Mike, I love you. I don't care. Gibbs goes nowhere. Okay,
he's not going anywhere. We know that.
I know he's not, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Don't even utter Gibbless.
Okay, you got
it. You're uttering it. You're uttering it. Okay, and I love St. Brown too, right? But I can get the monster. I can find me some receivers.
Okay. So you're with Rico.
I rarely agree with Rico, but I'm all in with that. I'm not giving Gibbs.
Now, let me ask you this. From a realism standpoint.
Why do you rarely agree with me? God, go ahead.
No.
I know, man. I mean, it's all good. I love you, though.
Listen, can we all work on the same page? T, if the Browns came to you and said, listen, we got Godfather offers left and right, including from the Bears and Pack. Would you give up 3 first-round picks to get Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Okay. That's where
I'm not giving up Gibbs.
No. Listen, a player of that caliber, or Amon-Ra, they're never going to come up in this discussion. It was about...
This is why I say that, okay? Gibbs is electric, okay? Amon-Ra is a grinder. He's a guy that gets you the tough first downs. I dig it. But Gibbs, you just don't find those kind of guys, back or not. Those guys come with, very rare. He's a unicorn.
He might be. I listen, T, I'm with you. And again, we were having fun with
him.
He might be. Listen, man, running backs are fleeting.
He might be.
You know this. Overnight guys all of a sudden don't get it done no more. Chris Johnson was Chris Johnson until he wasn't Chris Johnson.
No. Gibbs can pass block. He kept his passes. He can run the ball in between the tackles and get the edge, and he's got speed.
All right, here's what we're going to do. Call me in 3 years when I don't pay him. You're going to love that phone call.
Yeah, T, I'll say that when running backs go bad, they go bad.
Okay, well, guess what? Okay, right now, in 3 years, but we're talking about Myles Garrett's got 2 years, right, left on his contract, so you got to rework it. I'm with it, okay? Just don't bring up Gibbs. Like,
I'm not uttering it. You're the only one saying the G word. I'm not uttering it.
You have a limit. You're all about it except for Gibbs. Other than that, go. He's all in.
We're not saying the G word.
But when running backs go bad, they go bad.
And that's what I just tried to. That's what I tried to tell him. Like McCaffrey. Let's go to Bob and Ann Arbor.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That was hurtful. I'm projecting.
It's not like they got rid of Saquon or nothing.
Listen, we sucked regardless. It's why you don't pay running backs.
Man, you had Daniel Jones. You gave up too quick.
The point is it didn't impact us. It's proven my point. We sucked with him. We suck without him. I just don't like that he went to Philly because Philly's awesome. They were already great.
Should have gave Daniel more weapons.
That's right. Go to Bob and Ann Arbor. Bobby, what's going on, buddy?
Doing well, Mike. How about you guys?
Good.
All right. So I'm more with you, Mike, on this. I agree that Gibbs has a shelf life. I mean, I think he's a beast right now. I think he's gonna be for like the next maybe 4 or 5 years. We'll see where it goes from there. But I mean, I would listen to if they want Gibbs, I would entertain that. Now, here's the other thing. Here's an angle that you guys haven't really talked about yet. What if the Browns wanted draft capital rather than players?
Correct.
And here's what I'll say. I actually told my friends this, and they kind of thought I was crazy, but I honestly believe this. You know what I'd give up for Myles Garrett? I'd do a Ricky Williams trade the whole draft. I would. This year, if that's what they want, I would.
Okay. You know, Bob, I'm
not doing it.
I would do this. I can be with you here. I'd be willing to say you can have my first and second, or I would go a first and a third and I go a first and two thirds. The whole draft? That's a lot.
I mean, here's the thing. I mean, let me backtrack what I said. That's not what I've come up with up front. But if I'm being outbid by other teams, especially the teams that are in the NFC, that's how far I would go. That's probably the max I'd go. They could also go the route of maybe, like 2 first-round picks or 3 first-round picks. I'd be willing to part with those too. But if they want immediate draft capital, I would go as far as the Ricky Williams trade to make sure that I get him and make sure that my rivals don't. Because I don't want to see Myles Garrett in the hands of the Packers or the Bears or the Commanders, you know?
I think what you can do is this. Here, I wanted you two to have that discussion. Bob, what I'll tell you is this. Yeah. You can find a way to the draft value, but you got to spread it out over a couple of years. You can come up with what is a total draft cost in the points. Pull up the value chart. All right. The 6th and 7th round pick, I mean, that's lollipops. That doesn't mean anything. Here's my 1st and 2nd this year and my 2nd next year and a 4 the year after. Okay, there's a whole draft. Like, you'll never see a modern-day team give up a whole draft again. That was lunacy then. It's lunacy now.
You go light up a cigar.
Oh, that was a different time. Remember the cover of ESPN the magazine? It was a different time, man.
Yeah. Yep.
David, a few ticket texts before we get a little football today.
I would like to know which kidney the Browns would like from me, my left or my right. I am willing to donate one to get Myles Garrett in Detroit. That is Jim in Wyandotte.
You know what, Jim, I'll say this, and even our previous callers. Like Mike and I are having some fun with the whole Amon-Ra Gibbs thing, but I think we're all on the same page of this may hurt in order to get Myles Garrett, but you have to be willing to go there. You have to be uncomfortable, at least for the short term. So I get that he's joking, but I like the fact because, once again, Hendon Hooker does not move the needle. Okay? Cleveland will hang up the phone on you and laugh at you if that's what you're offering.
100% get Myles Garrett. It would be like Robert Mathis and Dwight Freeney when Indianapolis Colts were dominating the league.
Yeah. The comparison, too, would be like recent history. Look at what Denver had. Back-to-back Super Bowls with DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller in his prime. You're creating something that just, I don't know how you handle it. Mm-hmm. Bucks had it for a minute. Yeah. The Bucks had it with JPP and Shaq Barrett. Look, you got to give Aiden some help. I don't know why they refused to do it. I don't want some discount bargain bin Marcus Davenport this year. If Garrett's available, I don't see why you don't try.
Didn't the Rams pick up somebody in their Super Bowl year, like right before?
Wasn't that Leonard Floyd? Or am I hallucinating?
He was, yeah. I believe it. I remember that they added somebody to go next to Donald.
And that's back when Leonard Floyd was good.
Yeah.
And again, Aaron Donald, generational guy.
Right.
He needs some help. I don't know, man. It's such a no-brainer, and those things never happen. So, I don't know. 248-539-9797.
Well, thank you for indulging.
It was very enjoyable. All right, David, a couple of ticket texts. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. Jack Flaherty. We did an hour on it. I love it. And I think it's Scott Harris's best move. We explained why. And I think it puts the team on a different track. So if you want that, grab it. YouTube, subscribe, like. We'd appreciate it. David, a few ticket texts before Rieger comes in.
Someone says, what gives me hope is that Garrett could come here is that Brad Holmes just did a deal with Cleveland for Za'Darius Smith. So the front office know each other. Maybe I'm grasping at straws, but hopefully a deal can get done.
I don't think you're totally grasping at straws.
It's not that far off.
There's no way I am trading Branch. I would give Cleveland 2 firsts and Jameson Williams for Myles Garrett. I'm sorry.
That's not Branch. Everybody has that
not
player.
Mad at. And again, the difference is don't be mad I said it. I'm not mad you said no. It's fine.
I just think that pretty much getting a right tackle, future left tackle, that's so rare. Hall of Fame, like he's him. He's good. You can't replace that. Other positions, like it or not, can be replaced.
Someone says Aiden might not be the same player coming off a major injury. So Hutch is not as good as Garrett. So you need to get Garrett to help out with Aiden.
Yeah, there's no argument. I mean, look, you're investing. It's like we talk about, right? You invest in Jared Goff. You have to invest in Aiden Hutchinson. You're in the Aiden Hutchinson business. It's like the same thing you talk about. Dallas did not want to invest in Luka Doncic any longer. They didn't want to hand $400 million to somebody who doesn't listen to the team, doesn't rehab, hated his habits on and off the court. And by the way, had just slapped on a casual 40 pounds, 50 pounds. Guys, you're in the business. These players are assets. You invest in them or you decide to get out of the business of them. So, yeah, you're investing in Aiden. Miles Garrett's an investment. That's Blue Magic. That's a brand name.
Brad has proven he can find good players on the second day of the draft, so F them picks. I would love to get him here. My mind is going crazy of the possibilities.
Yeah, I do. I think that the minimum is the two first-round picks, only because you have the so low in the draft that pick 28 is a glorified second-rounder.
Yeah, and again, two firsts and a two. You got two picks from Aaron Glenn getting a head coaching job. It's a little offset. Let Brad do his thing. I just, for me, it's now or never. You got to go all in. I don't care about being, you know, what is it, Lamar Jackson, Captain Blue Balls. Hey, great, you're good every year, but you don't win Stugatz. I don't care. Baltimore Ravens, Kenny at the strip club.
What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, then. Riggs, hi.
That's right? Interesting. A strip club followed by that.
We got lots of good drops.
No, yes.
Okay.
Yes. He's not going to be a failure or anything. How you guys doing? What's going on? I got a question. So I'm listening all day, as I normally do on P1. Big fan.
You should call in.
Is there anybody that legitimately says no to a chance to go get him?
We did not receive that phone call today. It doesn't mean those people do not exist. I can't speak to that.
I don't think they exist, because I think what happened was Lions fans saw you had all of this stuff and it was fun. You got to 15-2 and you didn't win, so we got to do something differently. You got to improve the defense. You can't outscore people all the time. The Commanders show, you know what? You got to be able to stop some people. I don't think anybody would say no. But that's why we said, how far are you willing to go? Where is that line in the sand? And you're like, I just can't do that.
Oh, it's going to be painful, right? I mean, if you do it. And by the way, all the prognosticators have the Lions as not only a destination, maybe the main destination. But I think the best point is, if you don't get them, who's getting them? And how's that going to screw you?
Bears, Packers, Commanders.
Well, Commanders really, I mean, couple guys have young quarterbacks. They're not making a ton. They can afford contracts.
They already have monstrous D tackles. They just need an edge. You know, look, the Pack or Bears, you're seeing Miles Garrett twice a year. Look, if I'm Cleveland, my one rule is, unless I am completely overwhelmed, I'm not trading him in the AFC.
Right.
Which means Miles Garrett's either going to be with me or he's going to stand against me.
Right.
So it looks
and stand in the Lions' way if they don't happen to get him.
That's correct. So,
but it's interesting,
Brad,
because
I think the new chair drop would be if he ends up in Philly.
Holmes last week was asked this question, not about Miles Garrett, but about just the F them picks mentality. Mm-hmm. He's not about it. So let's see if he changes his mind. If there's one guy that's going to make you change your mind, you got to believe it's this guy.
I'm with you. Just reading articles like from every city. And people are like, yeah, we got to go all in. So I do think that it's going to be, if Cleveland is smart, we're just going to have a day.
There's your first problem.
And we're just going to listen to everybody's pitch and everybody's proposal, because, yes, the teams that you said, Philly, they want to get in on it. San Francisco, they want to get in on it.
And everybody will figure it out, too. Everybody will figure out a way how to bring this guy.
Hey, put him with that. San Francisco, hey, put him with Bosa. Hey, put him with him. Hey, put him with him. It's like, yeah. Guys like that don't come around that often, so this is one where we got to let's do what we got to do, but we need to bring him here, and we'll take our chances. If it fails, it fails, but I treat it like the Dan Campbell fourth down plays. When they work, he's a genius. When
he goes to Kansas City for a sixth. That's the way sports work these days.
No.
And a friendship bracelet.
He gets to go, what is it, the Eras Tour?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift, yeah.
He gets
front
row seats in Hong Kong for the Eras Tour.
If he goes to Philly, am I allowed to stop watching football?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I know you guys got to go, but did you see the latest story? I'm changing sports on you, but the umpire that just got whacked.
Yeah, we brought it up. Again, we did the topic last week. I think we have every right as fans to question the authenticity of the results. The gambling has gotten
Tim Donaghy?
You know what? I'll leave it alone. Rieger's next. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Too.
See ya.